Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, December 19th, 2018. I'm Tom Merritt. Microsoft will bring a feature to Windows 10 Pro and Enterprise next year called Windows Sandbox. When virtualization is enabled in BIOS, users can isolate an app to the sandbox so it can't affect the rest of the system, giving you a safe way to try out executables. When you're done, the 100 megabyte sandbox is then deleted. The feature will be available for testing in build 18305. The New York Times alleges Facebook provided access to user information to hundreds of tech companies like Microsoft, Netflix, and Spotify without user permission. Facebook says the access described only involves users who log into their Facebook accounts on the sites involved. For instance, users who log into Facebook on Spotify could allow Spotify to automatically send a message about what songs they are listening to. The New York Times describes this particular feature as Facebook letting Spotify, quote, read Facebook users' private messages. In the wake of the report, the UK's Digital Culture, Media and Sport Committee issued a statement calling on competition authorities to open an investigation. University of Southern California computer science professor Alexandra Korolova wrote a Medium post describing how Facebook uses IP addresses to deliver location-based ads, even if a Facebook user has disabled location services. Professor Korolova believes this should be noted in Facebook's policies. SoftBank Corp's initial public offering went live Wednesday on the Tokyo Stock Exchange. SoftBank offered a third of the total stock held by its parent company, SoftBank Group, and raised 2.65 trillion yen, making it the second largest IPO ever, behind Alibaba's New York Stock Exchange debut in 2014. SoftBank stock fell 14.5% in its first day of trading, closing at 1,282 yen. Haysam El-Sharkawi is suing the U.S. government after being detained at LAX airport when he declined to unlock his cell phone. The U.S. citizen was on his way to Saudi Arabia on Hajj and was pulled aside by customs officers for additional screening. He was put in a holding cell until he agreed to unlock his phone. When he did, an officer looked through the phone and asked him about his Amazon and eBay accounts and noted he had a lot of unread emails. Tuesday night, Elon Musk demonstrated a car modified with retractable tracking wheels traveling at around 44 miles an hour for 1.14 miles in a test tunnel. Musk believes he can make the technology work at 150 miles per hour over longer distances. He would like to create a system of tunnels under cities with a combination of private and autonomous cars providing transportation. The Financial Times reports that Chinese bike-sharing company Ofo has cash flow problems and is considering applying for bankruptcy. Ofo has raised $2.2 billion on the promise of its large bike-sharing operations worldwide. Chinese bike-sharing company Mobike recently sold to one of its shareholders, and China's Blue Gogo recently went bankrupt as well. The bike-sharing model has often been used as a basis for electric scooter companies. Finally, Anthony Lewandowski once worked on Google's autonomous cars, then formed a trucking-based company called Otto that was bought by Uber. However, Lewandowski was accused of taking trade secrets from Google to Uber and eventually fired by Uber. Now, Lewandowski is announcing his new venture, Pronto.ai, which aims to provide advanced driver assistant technology to Class 8 heavy-duty trucks. Pronto recently tested its technology on a Toyota Prius, which drove 3,100 miles without human intervention. The technology is an add-on and does not use LiDAR. Pronto says it will announce its first customers in the first half of 2019, with its system selling at $5,000 per truck. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, be sure to subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.